Bye, Dad. I'm taking the car.
Hold on, just wait there.
What? But that's our garage.
What's your name?
I just want to get my dad's car out of the garage.
Your name?
It's Annabelle.
Annabelle. No, your name's not down. You're not coming in.
Who says?
The management. Your parents.
Dad!
Esso Synergy Supreme Plus Fuels. Our best ever protection for your engine. Perfect for people who care about their car as much as we do. Claims based on current versus previous Esso Synergy Supreme Plus formulations. See esso.co.uk for details.
Thursday, May 10th, 2018, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly. I am coming to you from the Mile High City. I am right here in Denver, Colorado. You know, we get together and we talk sports every single weekday. We try to bring you a dose of common sense. We try to mix in some sarcasm. Hopefully, we can make you smile once or twice a day, and hopefully, we are keeping you entertained every single week. You know, we try not to take ourselves or the sports world too seriously. I hear people out there yelling and shouting about sports, taking it way too seriously. We try to take it a little bit easier. We don't want to be the typical moron sports fan. We want to look at things with a little more logic, maybe a little less emotion. We are happy to have you here with us today. Happy Thursday to you. Slowly but surely, we are making our way through another work week, getting to another weekend. How in the world are we already almost at mid-May? Like, spring is here. It's crazy how fast this year is already going. Moving right along in the sports world. The calendar is just flipping quickly. Seems like things are just going really, really fast. Hey, if you'd like to contact the show, let us know how your week, maybe your month, maybe your, I don't know, spring is going so far. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at dailydosesports@gmail.com, or you can go over to Twitter or Facebook and find us over there. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. Maybe you have a suggestion. Maybe you've got a comment. Maybe you have some feedback or you need some advice. I've had a few people reach out just recently and just kind of ask my thoughts on something. Hey, what do you think about this draft pick? Might not be anything we end up talking about on the show, but what did you think about this move? What did you think about this in the NBA Finals? Feel free to reach out. We would love to hear from you. You know, we've got a lot to get to today on this edition of the Daily Dose. There are a couple of stories coming out we want to make sure that we cover. And, you know, the NBA season is slowly winding down, right? Like, we're getting to those conference finals. But we wanted to take a brief look at next season, just a little bit. Plus, as we do on most Thursdays, we will have a few sports media overreactions of the week, because it seems like every single week we are being told things by the sports media world. They don't always make the most sense. On Thursdays, we like to look a little closer, see, is this actually worth our time, or are we being told some nonsense? Spoiler alert, most of the time we're being told some nonsense. Got a number of things to get to today on the Daily Dose. First and foremost, in NBA news, you know, the Boston Celtics, somehow they keep winning and moving on. Last night, they finish off the Philadelphia 76ers in Game 5, 114-112, in a really weird, strange game. Like, that was a crazy game. About the time that I would think one team was going to take over and get control, the other team would come back and take the lead. And then I would think, okay, well, this team is going to take control. And the other team would come back and take the lead. Very, very late, Boston gets a lead, holds on to it somehow, and yes, on the very final play of the game, Ben Simmons throws the ball the length of the court. Marcus Smart intercepts it to preserve the lead for the Celtics and then takes about 4 or 5 steps before flinging the ball up in the air. Was it a travel? Probably. But you know what? What a bizarre series just in general. But now we do have both conference finals set. We've got the Boston Celtics going to be facing the Cleveland Cavaliers. Should they be able to give them anything? Honestly, no. Not with LeBron James. I wouldn't think the Celtics could hang. But to be fair, I haven't thought the Celtics would be able to hang this whole time. So I can't really go off of that. And then, of course, on the other side, we've got Golden State versus Houston, the matchup that we have been wanting to see since the beginning of the year. This should be a very, very fun NBA conference finals on both sides. I would think, even though I expect Cleveland to win that series, I would think Boston is going to give them at least a decent game here or there. Should be very, very entertaining, though, as we come down to the finish here in the NBA, getting closer and closer to those NBA finals. You know, back in December, you might remember Rafael Palmeiro, who last played Major League Baseball in 2005, was saying that he was thinking about trying to return to Major League Baseball. And we all laughed. It was all pretty funny. I mean, what kind of steroids is he going to need at this age? Because Palmeiro is now 54. He still says he wants to play baseball, but he is taking some realistic steps. I don't know if I saw this coming. I just thought he would kind of roll out and say, okay, which MLB team wants me? And everyone would go, yeah, nobody does. But Palmeiro announced on Tuesday night that he has agreed to play for the Claiborne Railroaders. Apparently that's down near Dallas-Fort Worth area. I don't know. It is in the Independent American Association League, where he will be playing with his oldest son, Patrick. Claiborne is scheduled to open its season on May 18th against that old rivalry, the Winnipeg Gold Eyes. I'm not joking. I'm totally being serious here. Rafael Palmeiro is going to be playing for the Claiborne Railroaders in some independent league at 54 years old. I mean, I realize that baseball is watched by older people. Now it's being played by older people. Kind of bizarre. Also, in sort of a related story, you know, yesterday we saw something a little bit bizarre in Major League Baseball because a potential first inning rally actually got stopped short for the New York Mets. They batted out of order on Wednesday after a discrepancy in their lineup cards. After Wilmer Flores struck out for the second out of the inning, there was a ground rule double that bounced into the stands in left field. Cincinnati Reds interim manager Jim Riggleman immediately approached the plate umpire with his lineup card, and after they spoke briefly, Morales ruled out the next batter in the Mets lineup and ended the inning. In the lineup card that was posted publicly, Flores was listed as batting second with Cabrera batting third. But in the original lineup card that was given to Riggleman, Cabrera was batting second. Flores was batted third. Look, whatever. I realize, again, that the average baseball fan might be a little bit older. Like, we might have an older generation watching baseball. And sometimes, with something like that, they could get a little bit confused. I realize that that generation could possibly be slipping a little. I didn't realize that the people actually involved on the field were of that same era. We're seeing right now Rafael Palmeiro in his 50s. He's trying to play. Apparently, the New York Mets, they've got, I don't know, some 90-year-old handing in their lineup card because they couldn't get it right either. What in the world is going on with baseball right now? I know we just spoke yesterday about some of the problems that baseball is having right now. You know, I was worried about the age of the people watching the game. I guess I should start worrying about the people actually playing and participating in the game because they're not getting much right either. Kind of a bizarre thing for the New York Mets to have. It doesn't happen. That happens at Little League. Like, that happens at your church softball league. Doesn't happen in the majors. Oh, yes, it does. Hey, coming back, we are now pretty deep into the NBA playoffs, right? But it's not too early to start looking forward just a little bit to next season.
Hello, sir. So you're interested in our Vivaro van with up to four...
4 years warranty.
Exactly. Plus up to four...
4 years servicing.
Right again. And 4 years, 0% APR finance with Vauxhall Help to Buy.
Really?
Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Vauxhall, British brand since 1903. Conditional sale. 4 years, 0% APR. Minimum 18% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status, 18 plus, business users only, T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
So we are now getting down to the conference finals in the NBA, right? Before we know it, the NBA finals are going to be here. And honestly, we're going to blink and they're going to be gone. But now that the season is starting to wind down a little, we wanted to take a look forward to a little bit in the NBA offseason. Because you might not realize it, there are going to be a number of big name free agents that are going to be on the market. And we know that a single free agent can completely change the look of the NBA. When you only have five players, you move one significant player, the whole league could look completely different next season. We've got a number of free agents that are going to be on the market this offseason. Where could they end up going? Let's take a look at some of the free agents coming. Of course, the biggest name out there. We all know LeBron James opts out of his contract and he's going to have a choice of where he wants to go this offseason. Now, he might actually be playing the best basketball of his career, but his supporting cast leaves a lot to be desired in Cleveland. Are we about to see the decision part two? Because LeBron can opt out. He can leave. He can go somewhere else. Now, he wouldn't really do that to the city of Cleveland again, would he? Sure he would. I think he would in a second. We might have to discuss where he could be going, but I absolutely think LeBron could do that. Remember that big trade that they made? They were going to get some new young players and really help out LeBron. Those players aren't even contributing. You have guys like Rodney Hood not even coming into the game when they're asked to. You have players like Jordan Clarkson and players like Larry Nance Jr. They're not even getting into games right now. I could easily see LeBron looking around and saying, yeah, I think I'll go somewhere else where I do have a little more help. Going to be interesting to see where LeBron goes. Could change the league completely. Another guy that's going to be a free agent this summer is a guy that can opt out for early termination of his current contract with the Oklahoma City Thunder, but I don't think it would make much sense for Carmelo Anthony to do that because I don't know if he wants to become an unrestricted free agent. No one is going to pay him much. I mean, think about what he's bringing to the table. And I know he says he brings a lot to the table, but you know what he actually brings? He's a shooter that can't do much else. And also, he's not a very good shooter. Other than that, you've got a great situation there. And Carmelo says he won't consider a bench role in any way next year. Yeah, he might just be getting cut by Oklahoma City. And then he'll have to take a huge pay cut and go somewhere else. Because what do you do if you're OKC? You can't keep him on that payroll. He's making way too much money. That's not the only problem for Oklahoma City, because Paul George is also going to be a free agent. Yes, Playoff P pretty much disappeared completely in the playoffs after Game 1. Remember Game 1 of that series with the Utah Jazz? And he was calling himself, I'm Playoff P. And then, like, we never saw him again. And the Jazz beat the Thunder in the first round of the playoffs. Wow, that's kind of embarrassing. And while about 90% of that is on Paul George, because he didn't step up and do the job that I think they were expecting him to do, hey, we all know it has proven to be pretty difficult to play next to Russell Westbrook. I love the way Westbrook plays. I love how hard he plays. I won't deny he's not the easiest guy to play with, though. You don't know what he's going to do. A lot of times, he just gets the ball and says, hey, everybody get out of my way. Okay, well, great, but I'm one of your teammates. What am I supposed to do? Just stand there? So a lot of this is on Paul George. A lot of this is that it's kind of difficult to learn how to play with Russell Westbrook. I expect Oklahoma City, they're probably going to lose both Carmelo and Paul George this offseason. I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing, because it wasn't that great of a thing to have those two players, but I think that they could lose both of those players. We know Russell Westbrook signed that huge extension. He's not going anywhere. Now what you're going to have to do is find pieces to go with him. Another player that can opt out and become an unrestricted free agent is Houston Rockets guard Chris Paul. But Houston has money. They can sign him to a huge extension. And after the way that he played in Game 5 against the Utah Jazz, there's no way they're letting Chris Paul leave. Seems to get along well with James Harden. Sometimes I do watch Chris Paul and James Harden and think, it's a little bit weird what they're doing down there. Because it used to be, remember last year, we saw Houston fail in the postseason. We're sitting there watching and going, James Harden's just dribbling and dribbling and dribbling and dribbling, and then somehow he gets a shot off. Now, Houston's offense looks completely different, because now what they do is Chris Paul dribbles and dribbles and dribbles and dribbles, and then either he takes the shot or he gives it to James Harden, who still gets the shot off, and basically it's the exact same thing. But we'll see what Houston does against Golden State in those Western Conference Finals. I don't think Chris Paul is going anywhere. A former teammate of Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, has a player option that he can opt out of as well and try to get a long-term deal, but it doesn't sound like the Los Angeles Clippers are all that interested in signing DeAndre Jordan to a long-term deal. He said a few weeks ago that he has had zero talks with the Clippers about an extension. So could DeAndre Jordan be leaving? Remember, there was talk at the trade deadline that maybe Cleveland could be interested in DeAndre Jordan. Didn't happen. Looking back now, that might have been a better deal than what they ended up getting. Because DeAndre Jordan, I realize he can't shoot free throws. Hey, he can protect the paint. He can clean up some mess inside. He can get some putbacks in there. That might have been a better situation. You know, I wonder if DeAndre Jordan could end up staying in the same building, staying in the same city, and just switching jerseys and maybe becoming a Los Angeles Laker. Keep an eye on what DeAndre Jordan does this offseason. Another guy that is going to be a free agent is DeMarcus Cousins. Now, he is a volatile guy. There's no question he's talented. Cousins will be an unrestricted free agent, but I don't know that I see him staying with the New Orleans Pelicans. Remember, he is coming off of that knee injury. He should make a full recovery. The things that they can do now with knees and stuff, I expect DeMarcus Cousins to come back and be fine. But I don't see him staying in New Orleans simply because we all saw when he went down, the Pelicans seemed like they were significantly better without him. Not like a little better, significantly better. And because of that, why would the Pelicans bring him back? They can go try to use the money on some other positions. We can see Anthony Davis is going to be just fine as your big man. I don't think you need to go that whole Twin Tower route with DeMarcus Cousins. Now, maybe, just maybe, think about this. Couldn't you see DeMarcus Cousins ending up like in Phoenix? I mean, they've got money. They've got a history of malcontents playing for the Suns. That sounds like, I don't know, kismet. Like, that's a perfect match. DeMarcus Cousins, Phoenix Suns, perfect fit. Another guy that's going to be a free agent is Philadelphia 76ers shooter J.J. Redick. You know, the 76ers went further than any of us thought that they would. And you've got to give some serious credit to J.J. Redick. He's a veteran guy. This is a young team. But Redick was one of their leaders, and I think Philadelphia is probably going to do their best to try to keep him there. God knows, they need shooting. They really do. When you look at Ben Simmons, oh, you need all the shooting you can get, because he's not going to shoot it. I'm watching Ben Simmons in these playoffs. He's getting like 8-footers, and he looks at it, and he's like, nah, not going to try that. That's outside my range. Yeah, you need to get in closer, Ben, because you can't shoot a lick. If he ever figures out how to shoot, honestly, it is going to be scary for the rest of the league. But he doesn't have it yet. He still hasn't figured it out yet. J.J. Redick should stay with Philadelphia because they do need what he brings to the table. Veteran leadership and shooting ability. I do think he ends up staying in Philly. Last guy I want to talk about is a guy on a team that is about to have a very, very interesting offseason. Because what in the world are the San Antonio Spurs going to do? I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with Kawhi Leonard. It sounds like Manu Ginobili will retire. But you know, Tony Parker is going to be a free agent, an unrestricted free agent. Is he going to retire too? He still plays well at times. Doesn't look like the game has completely passed him by. But I have no idea what to expect with San Antonio in this offseason. I don't know what they're going to do with Kawhi. I don't know if they're going to try to deal him. I don't know if those bridges can be mended. I don't know what you do with Tony Parker. Patty Mills comes in, plays pretty well. We'll see if they end up re-signing Tony Parker. He does seem like he might be that guy that would just be like, hey, I'll re-sign. I'll give you a hometown deal. I want to stay. I want to finish out my career in San Antonio. I can't picture Tony Parker playing for someone else. But it's going to be very, very interesting to watch the San Antonio Spurs this offseason because they have a lot of things that they've got to fix. Hey, coming back, we will be taking a look at some of the biggest overreactions of the week by the sports media. Got a couple things coming out in the NBA that I'm not sure if I understand, and maybe just a couple of takes in the NFL that are a little bit odd we might have to dig into.
At Tesco Mobile, we want to make your mobile life a little better. It's why we offer capped contracts that put you in complete control of your bill, so you'll never get a nasty shock at the end of the month. Phone bills with added peace of mind. It's another little thing that makes a big difference. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
Cap contracts on pay monthly tariffs only. Info and T's and C's at tescomobile.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder that if you do have any shopping that you might need to do, and who knows, you might have a birthday party. We know Mother's Day is coming up. You might just want to go buy something for your desk at your office. You should probably head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles. They feature your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies, and your favorite video games. Right now, you can get May's Loot Crate theme. It's called Role Models, and it features items from Arrested Development, Archer, Deadpool, and The Punisher, but you don't have to get the monthly crate. You can go over to Loot Crate. You can order just a single crate. You can get a subscription of crates, or you can just go buy individual items, and they have a ton of things over there. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, make sure you type Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order. It's always good to save a little money when you can. Okay, we have got to get to our Thursday overreactions of the week, because every week we like to just take a look around at the sports world and see what silly things they might be trying to jam down our throats. Because a lot of times, some of the things they're leading with, some of the things they're forcing on us, they don't even make any sense. Honestly, they're just noise to try to fill the airwaves.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
They're just nonsense to try to get you to click on them. So on Thursdays, we like to take a look around and see what silliness they might be sending out this week. First thing that we are seeing, and we talked a little bit about it last week, a little bit about it earlier this week, but after being swept by the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA playoffs, it is time to blow up the Toronto Raptors. Like I said, we talked about this a little bit last week. But first, why would you ever blow up a team? Like, that isn't a thing. As a, like, little kid, it might make you feel good. I can't figure out these Legos, so I'm just going to throw them down on the floor. But everyone says, let's just blow them up. But it doesn't make any sense, business-wise. How could you even blow them up? You can't get rid of Kyle Lowry. He has a contract. Are you going to cut him and eat that money? You can't get rid of DeMar DeRozan. He has a contract. Are you going to cut them and eat all of that money? I don't think you are. So how are you going to blow them up? What are you going to possibly do? I know that's like the favorite thing for sports fans to say and sports media to say. Is it time to blow up the Raptors? How? You can't do it even if you wanted to. The only thing you could possibly do is fire the head coach. And you can fire Dwayne Casey. And maybe, you know, honestly, maybe that's the best route to take, is to fire Dwayne Casey. Because we saw the Raptors were doing some weird, odd things in that series against Cleveland. Just singling up LeBron with the game on the line. I could see them bringing in a new coach and saying, hey, we're going to try a new philosophy. But you can't blow up the Raptors. Like, that doesn't work. Another thing that is very, very popular right now, we're hearing some people on talk shows talk about it. LeBron James may not ever catch Michael Jordan in titles, but hey, take a look at his supporting cast. I mean, who has had more help, LeBron or Michael? LeBron is doing it with a terrible team. Michael had a ton of help. So yeah, LeBron may not ever catch Michael in titles and all that, but he's doing it with no help whatsoever. I suppose we can argue that. But the situation is significantly different because one, and they said it right there in the lead in, Michael actually, you know, won the titles. Huge difference there. Yes, he may have had a little bit more talent, especially later in his career. He also faced way better teams than LeBron has. I mean, the best team that LeBron faced was the Golden State Warriors. We know that. Needed a little help from the NBA, NBA came through. Next, probably for LeBron, was facing the Parker, Ginobili, Tim Duncan, San Antonio Spurs, right? That's probably next. I would take that Stockton Malone Jazz team over them. I would probably take the Gary Payton, Sean Kemp Supersonics over them. And Charles Barkley, Kevin Johnson, Dan Marley, I might take them over that Spurs team. What about Clyde Drexler and Terry Porter? I would probably take those four teams I just named over almost anyone in today's NBA. They had more depth. And let's never, ever forget, this always kind of gets forgotten. Let's not forget, the NBA Finals were not always the ultimate test for Michael Jordan's Bulls. Because while, yes, they did play those teams I just named in the Finals, they had to get past the bad boy Detroit Pistons, Mark Price and Brad Daugherty's Cleveland Cavaliers, Patrick Ewing's Knicks, Shaq and Penny's Magic, Reggie's Pacers to get to the Finals. I mean, LeBron right now playing in the East, he's playing against a bunch of very, very below average teams. So while we can talk about who they met in the Finals, don't forget, Jordan had to do a lot of legwork just to get to the Finals. That Eastern side at that time was pretty tough. Okay, so LeBron had his banana boat cruise down in Miami when he did have plenty of help, right? Then he had Kevin Love, and he had Kyrie Irving when the Cavs won it in 2016 against Golden State. Jordan had Pippen. And it's funny, because now we think of Scottie Pippen as being a top 50 player. That's not who he was when he went to Chicago. He was this skinny little punk that was scared to death to even walk out onto the floor. He became the player that he was because Michael Jordan drove him day after day after day. But let's be clear about that. Because yes, at the end, Jordan won with Pippen and Tony Kukoc and Dennis Rodman. But when we think of that first title against the Los Angeles Lakers, and I understand Magic was getting old, couple guys banged up, it was not the same Lakers as just a few years before. But Jordan had Scottie Pippen, who was not yet the Scottie Pippen we think of. He had Horace Grant, he had Bill Cartwright, and he had John Paxson. Stop acting like Mike played on an all-star team every year. And again, never ever forget, like him or not, Michael Jordan made his teammates better. I know they had guys throwing punches and not everyone liked Mike. He was kind of a jerk and I understand that. He made his teammates better. You can't always say that about LeBron. In fact, in the case of Chris Bosh, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love, it's been just the opposite. They have struggled to play with LeBron. It has been the opposite of easy. And you can kind of tell they don't like it. Kyrie Irving specifically said, I want out. Little bit different. LeBron has had some help. Jordan did have some help. They also did it through some very lean years. Both of them did. I think the difference there, Michael beat better teams than LeBron did. Huge difference there. Another take that's out there right now, of course, we're getting a lot of LeBron takes. Now that David Fizdale has taken the New York Knicks job, there is a chance he can pull LeBron to New York. They say, you know, that Fizdale and LeBron have a very, very close relationship. Could he somehow lure LeBron to come to the Knicks? Honestly, I don't think so. Because the Knicks are such a mess, and because owner James Dolan has proven to be like a pretty bad owner and I don't know how else to say it, but kind of a moron. And I don't think that'll sit well with LeBron. But I will throw this caveat in there, that there is a chance, maybe, possibly, the Knicks could lure LeBron. We know LeBron James loves to play with his friends. If he could get a few banana boat buddies out there, could Kristaps Porzingis come back healthy? Then maybe you would have something. But I don't think he can do that. I think Chris Paul stays in Houston. And I don't think Carmelo Anthony or Paul George are enough. So based on that, I don't think that there's any chance LeBron ends up with the Knicks. I do know this. I do know he doesn't want to go West. I know there's a lot of talk about him going to the Lakers, maybe going to the Clippers. I don't think he wants anything to do with the West. I think LeBron James loves the idea that he is somehow overachieving by making it to the NBA Finals every single year, even though he loses. And for that reason, I think he stays in the East. I'm not sure he's staying in Cleveland, but I think he'll stay in the East. Couple more things coming out this week in overreactions of the week. In the NFL, I have been hearing that Sam Darnold is going to finally change the New York Jets franchise. He is the kind of quarterback the Jets have been looking for. Hey, maybe so. Maybe Darnold is that guy. Seems like a hardworking kind of guy. seems like kind of a blue collar kind of guy. Maybe that's the perfect fit for the New York Jets. But then I think back and I think how we also heard this about Richard Todd. He was going to be the guy, and Mark Sanchez, Chad Pennington was going to be the guy. Ken O'Brien was going to be the guy. Browning Nagel would probably be the guy. Geno Smith, Kellen Clemens, Christian Hackenberg had a bright future. Brad Smith, Bryce Petty, Taj Boyd, Matt Robinson, Glenn Foley, Brooks Bollinger. Do you see what I'm saying? I've heard this before. And those are just the draft picks. Like, we could go into free agency and we could talk about all the quarterbacks over there. They thought, hey, this is going to finally be the guy. And I'm hoping that Sam Darnold is the guy. It would be much better if the New York Jets were at least interesting. But I've heard this all before. Pardon me if I don't get too excited about Sam Darnold. I'm not going to get too excited about anything the New York Jets do. Finally, our last overreaction of the week, another one coming out of the NFL. It looks like Tom Brady is taking some serious heat for the outfit that he wore to the Met Gala. If you didn't see it, trying to think of how to describe it, and you can look it up. I promise you it's out there. It kind of looks like he might be trying out to be the third member of Siegfried and Roy in Vegas, you know, but without all of their rugged masculinity. They say that his wife Giselle actually picked out his bizarre, strange bullfighter outfit or whatever that was. Now, is this another overreaction that we are getting from everyone saying Tom Brady looked ridiculous and what was he wearing and who does he think he is and why would he let his wife pick out his outfit for him and just another overreaction by everyone? No, not really. He pretty much deserves every bit of it because he basically looked like the kind of guy that would, I don't know, maybe drop a wide open pass for a touchdown in a Super Bowl. Oh wait, he is that kind of guy. This one doesn't seem like an overreaction. Sounds like they're actually getting this one right. Tom Brady did look a little bit ridiculous. What's new? Dude goes out and does some very, very strange things. Hey, tomorrow is Friday, and of course, we will be looking at the latest and greatest sports news and stories. We will also have our preview of the upcoming weekend in sports. No, it's not as good as last weekend, but there will still be plenty for you to watch. Plus, as we do every single Friday, we will have our weekly Daily Dose Top 5, so you know that you have to tune in for that. I have to say thank you so much for listening to the Daily Dose every day. Thank you for the feedback, for the questions, and the suggestions. Thank you for sharing the show. Hey, just make sure you don't miss a single episode by clicking that little follow or subscribe button wherever it is that you listen. I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
Hello, I see you're interested in the Corsa with
mobile... With mobile connectivity.
Exactly. And
advanced European engineering for a fun dynamic drive.
All for just £149 initial rental, then £149 a month.
Really?
Search Corsa Energy. Vauxhall, British brand since 1903.
Personal contract hire offer on Corsa 3-door Energy 1.475 PS in metallic paint. Initial rental £149 plus 47 months at £149. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 9 pence per mile. Subject to availability and status. You will not own the car. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2018. Vauxhall Finance Leasing.